Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. It's our delight to have you on board. Looking forward to the dialogue and discussion on the issues of the day. I pray that you are tuned in each day and that you call friends, relatives, neighbors, acquaintances, and associates and invite them to join with you in listening to the broadcast. One of the ways that we get the information out regarding these issues is by you, our listener, telling other listeners to tune in, join in the broadcast, and join in the dialogue and the discussion. Let me remind you that at any point during the broadcast, you can jump in with your insights and your questions in relationship to the broadcast issue. You can do so by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. Get your telephone call director through to the radio studios and right to our microphones so that we can have that discussion with you. We're looking forward to you jumping on board today. We invite you. This broadcast is designed around question and answers. For some reason, I have always appreciated and enjoyed that style of broadcast and or dialogue and discussion is the question and answer. I recall it was back in the early 80s that we first started doing a broadcast show like this called Let's Face the Issues. We've not done it consistently year after year, but we have many years down through the years done so. And we appreciate you, our listeners, at any occasion for you to join in and ask your questions and be a part of it. And let me remind you once again, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is not based on ideological philosophy. It's not based on some political, position. It's not based on some denominational dogma. It's based on the authority of the Scripture. It's based on thus saith the Word of God. There's no better source book for you to go to or for me to go to seek answers for life than the book of life. It's called the Word of God. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." A lot of people that misquote, half quote, and malign that text. Even with some of the liberals on television, they'll say something about knowing the truth and it making you free. But ladies and gentlemen, it is talking about the truth of the Word of God that makes us free. It's not talking about being free just because we hear somebody say something we believe it to be truth. It's the truth of the Word of God. And Jesus says there, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then in John 17:17, Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." So he identifies what truth is. Truth is the Word of God. It's the fountainhead. It is the foundation stone. It is the ultimate of what we find in truth any place. The Bible doesn't contain truth or a little portion of truth. It is truth from cover to cover, Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today. It's by question form. And the question is, are we losing the battle? I'm talking about the battle for truth, the battle for the Christian faith, the battle for the Bible, the battle for Christianity, the battle for the church. Are we losing it? Now, perhaps you say that's an unusual question. Wall Street Journal, in the issue on July the 27th, had a question, broad headlines. It was in the on the issue of the question, is America's religious liberty in peril? Is American religious liberty in peril? And my answer to that is yes. It was the headline portion of the review page of the Wall Street Journal, as I said, July the 27th. The article is by David French, and David French said, and may I quote, "Today's administrative state is on a collision course with the traditional religious communities, and the key battleground is sexual morality," end quote. And he goes into great detail in almost a full-page article in relationship to that battle. And the battle is emanating out of Washington. The battle is emanating based on sexual morality. And if you please, he didn't use the term, but the LGBTQ, the sodomite agenda, is becoming the bedrock for the Socialist Democratic Party today. The writer continues by stating, during my legal career, this is the writer now, David French, during my legal career, he says, defending free speech and religious freedom on campus, I saw more than 100 colleges attempted to derecognize Christian student groups or eject them from campuses for their membership or because of their leadership for Christian activities and other Christian students, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a powerful statement. We're looking at a secular printed page, secular magazine, newspaper, that's recognizing the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, another writer recently said, Christianity is not dead, but it's on life support. Now, there are a number of mitigating causes, and time will not allow on a single broadcast to cover all of the mitigating causes. Wouldn't allow it if we're on several broadcasts, but I'm going to try to touch on it in a way that will cause you to realize and recognize the declension that we're in today, the position that we're in as a society. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. But, ladies and gentlemen, we have today, and you've heard me say it before, we have today House Bill 5, which was passed out of the House, Nancy Pelosi's House, or should I say the jihad gang, out of the House, they passed with 240 votes. House Bill 5 basically is a bedrock fundamental bill that protects the sodomites in America. It's called the Equality Act. And if that passes, it's now in the Senate, Senate Bill 788. And if that passes out of the Senate, and if it ever gets on a president's desk that will sign it, we have then driven the death nail in the coffin of Christianity in America. That's how serious that bill is. That's how far-reaching it is, ladies and gentlemen, with what it covers. And we'll talk about that further in the broadcast today in relationship to the depth and the breadth of that bill. So we ask the question, what's causing this destruction, this disregard, this death of Christianity in America? Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, in Europe today, we have about 2% of Europe that claim to be Christian. It's about 98% secular. And we can go all over Europe today, and state by state, and we can find that is the case. We can find, ladies and gentlemen, around the world where Islam comes in and where Islam and the Sodomite agenda take root, Christianity dies. In fact, all of Europe, churches are being sold and converted from churches to pubs, to some type club, some type restaurant, or Muslim mosque, all over Europe. Just recently, I read an article where a 167-year-old church in Pennsylvania, 167-year-old church in Pennsylvania, Presbyterian church, never mind their theology, never mind the declension, that's beside the point at this statement. But that 167-year-old church was sold for a Muslim mosque. And the pastor was so ignorant of the scripture that he told the congregation not to worry. It's not being sold for a pub. It's not being sold for a club. It's not being sold for anything that would be bad. And he said, after all, we know that the Holy Word will still be preached even after it's taken over by Muslims. That shows how ignorant and how stupid the statement was by a clergy, a pastor, in relationship to Islam. But the question, ladies and gentlemen, is what's causing this destruction? What's causing this disregard for Christianity? What's bringing about the death of Christianity today? Some of the blame may correctly be placed on the Socialist Democratic Party. In fact, Dr. Robert Jeffers, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas, says, quote, the Democratic Party is a godless organization that promotes policies that are completely antithetical to the Christian faith. It is sad when you see what is taking place in that realm. Here is the further statement from Dr. Jeffers. In fact, the subtitle on the article says Dallas pastor Robert Jeffress is claiming that the Democratic Party is a godless organization that promotes policies that are completely antithetical to the Christian faith. He said that the Democrats serve an imaginary God because they absolutely 100% do. It is beyond cringe-inducing to hear people like Pete Buttigieg say that God blesses his same-sex marriage when the Bible roundly condemns it. Or how about listening to people like Lady Gaga and Beyonce talk about their faith in God when their musical shows regularly feature satanic and demonic imagery? Madonna dresses as an antichrist and mocks Jesus. Is she a Christian? She says she is. This is in Dr. Jeffress' article. Nearly the entire platform of the 2020 Democratic Party is nearly 100% devoid of anything that God would approve of. The Democratic Party, the Democrats are against the Jews, God's chosen people, and against the sovereign state of Israel, God's holy land. The Democrats are 100% for abortion at any stage of pregnancy, and the Bible calls abortion murder. The Democrats are pushing for expanded LGBTQ rights, and the Bible refers to all of that as a perversion and an abomination. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have used better words to state, as Dr. Robert Jeffress stated, what is taking place from the standpoint of the political party called the Socialist Democratic Party. And as a result of that, we're finding a major declension in Christianity in America today. Churches are being challenged. Christians are being challenged. Christian bakers are being persecuted and prosecuted. Christian florists are being persecuted and prosecuted. Christian businessmen persecuted and prosecuted. In fact, Jack Phillips is now having been cleared by the U.S. Supreme Court. He's been charged the third time now. He's a baker in Colorado. He's been charged the third time now with the Human Rights Commission out of Colorado. That's the reason I've said, ladies and gentlemen, anytime there's anything called a Human Rights Commission, anytime we find, as we have in Jacksonville, Florida, and other cities across America, the Human Rights Organization or the Human Rights Ordinance, I call it the Human Reprobate Ordinance, clearly and openly, because it's a protective shield for a special group in America that have sexual dysphoria, and they've surrendered their lives over to demonic sexual dysphoria as sodomites. Some call them gays. Some call them homosexuals. My Bible calls them sodomites. In Romans chapter 1, it says that God's given them over to a reprobate mind. So I call the HRO regulations and rules in any city across America Human Reprobate Ordinance. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, today's left now openly aims to make Christians second-class citizens. The article further says, the left wants to penalize Christians just because of their faith. Now, I could read you the five-page article, but notwithstanding, just the preliminary introductory portion of it should stand to under. You should understand what's happening. And it's coming, ladies and gentlemen, from as I call them, the loose likes lost liberals. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just tuck this in as a thought. You can talk with any Democrat you want to and look at the Democratic plank, the Democratic National Committee, and their plank, their position, what they stand on. And they stand against Israel. They stand for murder by way of abortion. They stand for murder by way of infanticide. They stand for the sodomite lifestyle that the Bible condemns. They stand for the invasion of Islam and the Islamic jihadist coming into our nation to literally dominate America and American jurisprudence system. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about the left's agenda to destroy Christianity in America. And my question begs to be asked and begs to have an answer. Are we losing the battle? Ladies and gentlemen, you can join in the dialogue and discussion by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. Get you directly to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and your discussion. Perhaps you disagree with me. That's your prerogative. But I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a serious declension in America. Here's a headline. Left to the state Supreme Court candidate. You can't be a good judge because you're a Christian. You heard me right. The article introductory paragraph reads, with 6 weeks left until the election in Wisconsin's Supreme Court race, several far-left organizations are using media outlets to amplify a smear campaign against a judge based on his Christianity. Brian Hagedorn, a current Wisconsin Court of Appeals judge and former Scott Walker legal counsel, is being publicly trashed for being on board of a small Christian school, and for blogs that he posted when he was in law school discussing court cases about abortion and homosexual sex, or as this article calls it, gay sex. No such thing as gay sex. Gay means happy. You can't show me a sodomite that is truly happy. There's an ultimate dilemma, and this is the reason you find in that community, ladies and gentlemen, that group of people, that people group in America and across the globe, such a high percentage rate of suicides is simply because of that struggle inside, knowing that it's against God, against God's word, and against the will of God. Here's another article. It says, Cory Booker, colon, Naomi Rao is unfit for office if she supports natural marriage. Further, the article says Rao has been nominated to replace Justice Kent Brett Kavanaugh on the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. During her hearing, the New Jersey Senator Cory Booker subjected her to an unconstitutional line of questioning focused entirely on her personal religious opinions about marriage. Booker's queries implied that if she could be shown, that's the judge that's under question, could be shown to hold a personal belief that marriage is a lifelong relationship between a man and a woman, she would be unfit to serve in public office. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the tenure, that's the tone, that's the temperature of the left organization that I call the Socialist Democrats. It is a sham and a shame for you to think otherwise, or anybody else. The left wants to penalize Christians for their faith. The left wants to say that if you are a Christian and you stand for against abortion, you stand against sodomite marriage, you stand for marriage as one man and one woman, then you are not qualified as a candidate to be approved in that office. And as I said, Cory Booker rejects the candidate because of a biblical stand on marriage. Ladies and gentlemen, from local to state to federal governments, we are watching, we're witnessing a battle for the soul of our nation. Why do I say the battle for the soul of a nation? Because if you remove the fundamental foundation of Christianity and the Word of God and Jesus Christ, you remove that from the foundation in America, and America crumbles, it falls as a house of cards. The only thing that sustains us as a nation today, beyond any nation around the globe, it's because of our relationship to God through Jesus Christ, and because the salt and light that you and I are based on saying yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if we close the church, we have just barred any future potential for the United States of America. If we foreclose the potentiality of churches and Christians having their freedom of expression in the religious category and the religious realm, in the religious arena, if we do that, and we're on the fast track for doing it, we have lost America. So therefore, my question for the broadcast, are we losing our nation? Are we losing the battle? Ladies and gentlemen, here's an illustration. Here's an article titled, Georgia County Revokes Permission for Christian Ministry. Now, there are many across the nation today, many counties, many cities, that try to prevent Christian organizations from opening through the Planning and Zoning Department. In fact, the Religious Liberties Restoration Freedom Act in 1998 for the state of Florida forecloses the potential of any city, any county to prevent a church from opening based on its zoning category. I don't know if you know that or not. A church in the state of Florida is permitted to go into any zoning category, whereas in many counties, many states, they are simply relinquished to only go into places non-residential, into those that are industrial, those that are commercial, those that are professional areas, and not where homes are, not where families are, et cetera, et cetera. And so many Christian organizations have to go through that process of battling for the opportunity to preach and teach the gospel and to reach others in their Christian or religious organization. This article says Georgia County revokes permission for Christian ministry. A Christian group is suing the state of Georgia and the county for withdrawing approval of the purchase of land for temporary housing for men recovering from addictions. Vision Warriors, defended by the American Center for Law and Justice, that's Jay Sekulow's organization, filed the complaint in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Georgia. The ACLJ Vision Warriors, the ACLJ said, Vision Warriors are assured at least twice, were assured at least by twice by the county zoning officials, including in writing, that their plans were approved. Based on these assurances, Vision Warriors went through with their $750,000 purchase of the property and began operating its ministry to individuals working to overcome addictions in the long term, ACLJ said. Vision Warriors aims to help men to be better disciples and fathers and husbands and leaders and friends. But once the ministry started operating, the county revoked the zoning approval. Ladies and gentlemen, that's illegal on the face of it. And ACLJ, Jay Sekulo and his law group, I am confident will win the battle. But that's a good illustration there of an intent to try to destroy and prevent ministry from operating in different cities and counties across America. And there are many cities and counties where they have sound ordinances, decimal ordinances, where a street preacher cannot get out on the street and preach because generally they'll use some type of sound amplification. And so they introduce those laws and regulations, the sound or the decimal ordinances, simply to prevent preachers from getting out on the street. Some states on the left coast try to require a license for a preacher to get out on the street corner and preach. Some are wanting to introduce a license requirement for preachers in any case to preach. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the attempt to, in some way, foreclose Christianity and the Christian church in the free marketplace in the United States of America today. I want us to realize the danger of that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding it where there is an attempt to squelch Christianity, to destroy our freedoms, and the religious liberties and the free speech that we have, they're trying to cancel. Now, they're not saying that we're going to cancel the First Amendment, but by legislative act, by step-by-step, in some way encroaching on that First Amendment, they're literally making the First Amendment null and void. And that's exactly what we see taking place. There is a fundamental foundation in America, and that fundamental foundation is built on Jesus Christ and the Word of God, the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, religious free speech, if it's canceled, there'll be no foundation in America. The greatest enemy of the church today, there's a great enemy that's working out there. And that is, number one, we're going to talk about four things quickly. The greatest enemies of the church today, the sodomite agenda, the socialist justice warrior agenda, the social justice war agenda, the silent agenda, and the Islamic agenda. Now, those four things are working in tandem. Those four things are being embraced today by the Socialist Democratic Party. And it's through those four elements that I'm speaking of that's the fundamental rationale that's being used by the Socialist Democratic Party, including the 20 that's running for U.S. presidency today for the 2020 campaign. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that is Matt Staver's Liberty Council. And he's writing in Decision Magazine. And in Decision Magazine, Franklin Graham made some statements about the Equality Act. And he said there's catastrophic consequences that our nation may never recover from. The Equality Act extends federal protections to include, for the first time, both sexual orientation and gender identity. That puts homosexuals on par with African Americans or women as a protected class under federal law. Christians will be, this article says, and I'm in agreement with it, ladies and gentlemen, Christians will be persecuted for their sincerely held beliefs as never before. The clear teachings of the Bible on the word on what sin is, what is sin, homosexuality, abortion, will no doubt be considered hate speech if this bill passes. And I talked about it by reference earlier, House Bill 5. Let me just give you a rundown on what the Equality Act will do. It will literally declare war on religious liberties and freedom of speech, and it will declare war on the foundation of America. My question is today, are we losing the battle? And ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking to you if you're saved. I'm speaking to you if you're a Christian. I'm speaking to you if you're a preacher. I'm speaking to you if you're a spiritual leader. I'm speaking to you if you claim to know Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. I'm speaking to you if you are fearful of standing up, speaking up, being visible and verbal in our stand for, in our battle for truth in the United States of America today. This Equality Act, churches would be forced to host same-sex ceremonies. Secondly, counselors, Christian counselors, will be gagged from giving professional help to those facing unwanted sexual desires or action. Third, religious adoption agents will be required to place innocent children in homes with adults of same-sex conduct. Fourth, if churches or religious organizations take overnight trips, including sports and missions trips, they cannot segregate rooms by biological gender. Five, biological men will have access to bathrooms and showers and nursing mothers at any time as they stay in the restrooms and shower bathrooms. Number six, churches will be forced to hire staff that includes LGBTQ activity. Seven, cross-dressers could demand that they be greeters and ushers and Sunday school teachers and deacons and much more in the local churches. Eight, even the smallest slight would be given someone to legal right to sue the church. For example, if someone assumed to be that he was turned down for a staff position because he's an LGBTQ, he or she could sue the church and get damages even if that was not the reason they were denied a job. Ladies and gentlemen, it opens Pandora's box for the demise of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ if that Equality Act passes, and it now has 46 senators its own board. I challenge you to call your senator. Say, don't you dare vote for that demonstrably demonic bill. Don't you dare put that on America by passing that Senate Bill 788, which was House Bill 5. So the sodomite agenda is number one. Number two, ladies and gentlemen, I can look at the others, but time won't allow. But I'm going to secondly talk about the Islamic agenda. The Islamic jihadists are invading America. We have the jihad squad in the U.S. House. I've called them the Mad Squad. They're called the Squad. And I've just picked up the name that someone has called them the Jihad Squad. And I think that's a good name for AOC and for Omar and the four, there's four total, that literally are controlling the U.S. House of Representatives. Today, Nancy Pelosi is not the House leader of the House. The four in the Jihad Squad are the ones that are influencing all of the political endeavors in the U.S. House of Representatives. They're pushing for greater influence on American political agendas today. Islam and Christianity are not compatible. Listen, the Bible and the Quran are not identical. They are not alike. They are not similar. They're not teaching and preaching about the Creator God of the universe. They're not talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as our Bible does. And ladies and gentlemen, our political scene today, our politicians, are silencing Christians in order to push Islam in America. Islam is taught in our schools. Islamic conversion chants are pushed in our schools. Islam is in our children's textbooks. Students are asked to repeat the Islamic Shahada, which is the call to Islamic conversion. Minneapolis today, listen, the state of Minneapolis requires Arabic language to be taught in all grades from the 2nd through the 12th grade. Ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't astound you and bother you, nothing will. Here's an article that says, professor hounded from his post for refusing to convert students to Islam. That's a professor in a university. Here's an article that says, Muslims tell Christians, we're tired of warning you. It's time to wake up about the threat of radical Islam. The subtitle says, Muslim author Mohammed Tawad shares with CBN News, senior international correspondent George Thomas, how America can fight against the threat of radical Islam. Quote, if Christians don't wake up, if Christian leaders don't wake up, then we Muslims who fled from extremists cannot help you anymore, and Islam will dominate. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whether that bothers you or not. I don't know whether it frightens you or not. I don't know if it gets your attention or not. But there is a major, major problem. But listen, let me just quickly in these last 30 seconds of this broadcast today tell you it's the problem with the church. It's the problem we find that's allowing this to happen. All of these things are true. They're all happening, but it's as a result of spineless preachers in the pulpit that's preaching pablum and not preaching the whole counsel of the Word of God. They're not preaching about sin. They're not preaching about sodomite lifestyle. They're not preaching about the fact that abortion is murder and it ought not to be. They're fearful of what someone might say. They're concerned about numbers, nickels, and noses. We must challenge it. We must stand for truth. We must stand up for the Word of God and say, let's get back to the Bible before America's gone. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you once again on the air as we face the issues
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.